Mission Network News 4.5 Minute Version, Thursday, July 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. There are fewer missions groups working at the Athens Olympic Games. Africans target South Asians with the gospel, and believers help break the cycle of poverty through an outreach in Florida. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. The Olympics top today's news. Fewer ministries are planning evangelistic outreach at the Olympics this year. Greece is a country quite different than Australia, the site of the last Summer Olympics, where hundreds of churches got involved. In Greece, it will be different. International Bible Society's Suze Hyde.
There are not nearly the same percentage of evangelicals in Greece. As a result, there is not nearly the same kind of infrastructure on the ground to do all the preparation leading up to massive evangelism there.
But the lack of churches, says Hyde, isn't the only problem.
I think the whole world we live in today is different than it was in 2000. And the threat of the terrorist possibilities in Greece may have frightened some people off. There are far fewer teams going over on short-term missions than there were in Sydney.
IBS is printing New Testaments and Gospels of Mark, called one more powerful, to assist in the outreach. Next, the United Nations predicts there will be over 15 million AIDS orphans by 2010. Evangelical Baptist Missions' John Mixon calls the numbers daunting. He directs EBM's Bethesda Village Orphan Project in South Africa. Mixon argues the Bible-based lessons they teach affect behavior, which can ultimately turn the tide, but they can't do it alone.
We're trying to get churches and individuals to do foster parenting, then churches to start their own child care program. The second part would be building a village that will help house up to 400 children per village.
There are plans to begin building on the Bethesda model in other countries. Mixon says they'll take it one step at a time.
Right now we're working on opening the two child care units. We're going to have a dedication in October. We just finished a school building, and our goal would be within the next month or so to be registered as our own school.
You're listening to Mission Network News. South Asians are working and living in Africa, and it's providing a great opportunity for nationals to reach out. Africa Inland Mission is spearheading an initiative to encourage African believers to evangelize people from India and Pakistan who are living there. AIM's John Becker.
These people are, you know, Hindus and Muslims and Sikhs and Jains. Many of the immigrant communities that are in East Africa are from the upper echelons of Indian culture. And so the opportunity to be able to reach them in Africa is there.
Getting them away from home can help in evangelism, and Becker says, in intercultural outreach at home.
One of our main strategies is to challenge the African church, which is strong, to motivate these brothers and sisters to see the Asians as not just people who have their own faith and their own culture, but to rather see that we can reach these people and we can share the love of Christ with them.
Meanwhile, the World Bible Translation Center's team continues their push to meet a goal this summer. They're feverishly working to finish the Nepali Bible translation in the next couple of months. Over 19 million people are native Nepali speakers with a Hindu background. The majority of those live in Nepal, with about a third in India and a few hundred thousand in Bhutan. The Nepali speakers are in critical need of an easy-to-understand Bible so they might come to know the Lord. And Operation Blessing announced an expansion of their ministry in Florida. Through their Hope Works outreach, a new Life Skills Empowerment Program Center opened its doors in St. Petersburg. The center offers practical training for the unemployed or underemployed, helping break the cycle of dependence and poverty. OBI teams are able to demonstrate the love of Christ effectively through the skills they teach, in addition to relieving physical needs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.